The word today is yoke. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. Jesus spoke of taking His yoke upon ourselves, partnering with Him. He intends to help us shoulder the great burdens of life, and that allows us relief or rest. Anyone who has great burdens or overwhelming problems should be overjoyed to hear Jesus' invitation to come take up His yoke and find rest for their soul. Here with more on this beautiful topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, yoke.
I was sharing recently about the fact that I had gone to Africa. I have done several international trips that the Lord has allowed me to visit with listeners to The Word Today over the years. And I've been blessed to be able to go to India and also Indonesia and Singapore, and this year I went to Africa. And God willing, I will be able to visit over the years most of the major regions where The Word Today is broadcast, so that I can meet listeners and so that we can celebrate how God is bringing the simple news of salvation to so many people. There's just an amazing amount of people around the world that are discovering The Word Today and how it simply lays out the truths of God's Word and especially introduces you to the person of Jesus Christ. Individuals in all kinds of different cultures, currently in 65 languages, are hearing the Bible and hearing the words of Jesus and are coming to know and to love Him. They're giving their lives to Christ in order to be saved. And I hope that you're having this joy and this salvation as well. We are going to look again today at one of the invitations that Jesus gives us. And this is one of the most joyful aspects of the ministry of Jesus, is when He calls us and He invites us to receive something from Him. It's marvelous when God offers things to us, forgiveness and reassurance and His love and the gift of eternal life. And there's so many uncertainties and problems that we face in this life that it's fantastic when we get a reassurance or we get an invitation from God. And you definitely don't want to turn down an invitation from the Lord. Take a look at Matthew chapter 11, and we're kind of jumping in on things here, but I'd like us just to focus on a few verses. In verse 28 of Matthew chapter 11, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." There's some very profound things here that Jesus is saying. The first is that our hearts naturally try to seek rest. If something is not right in our spirit between us and God, if there's been a breach or a break in our relationship with our spouse or our children or a good friend, we just don't feel right. If we've been struggling with a sin and our conscience is convicting us that we really should not be doing this, how can you feel right? You can't. You're struggling. You're not at rest. The Lord gives spiritual peace and quietness as a gift of faith in Jesus. It doesn't mean that everything in your life is going to go perfect. By no means. In fact, just the other day, there was a man in our church who walks with the Lord Jesus. He and his wife love Jesus, but he was driving his car through an intersection and someone ran a red light and smashed into two vehicles. One of them was his car. We praise God and thank him that he was not injured severely, but now he has the problem of a damaged car and the insurance and everything else that goes with this. Rest that God gives us doesn't mean that everything will go perfect. It doesn't even necessarily mean that your life will be free from turmoil and trouble. Look at the lives of the apostles who followed Jesus. After Christ ascended into heaven, their lives were filled with difficulties, challenges, persecutions, but they still had the rest that Jesus gave them because it's a calming and it's a soothing of your relationship with God. It's being at peace with the Lord instead of being in adversarial situation where you are violating God's will and you're antagonistic and hostile to God's will. You can't be at peace. You can't be at rest then. And so Jesus is inviting us to come and to receive rest, forgiveness, reassurance, the hope of eternal life in his name. By the way, there are people that decide, I'm not quite ready for that. There are individuals that think that religion is a crutch and it's for the weak or the gullible. You know what? Have fun thinking that for the time being. Enjoy your resistance. Go ahead. Live your worldly life. Not that I want you to, but it kind of reminds me of what's said in Revelation. Let the wicked continue to be wicked. Let the righteous continue to be righteous. If you're going to be thick-headed and resistive and you think you're going to get all kinds of wonderful blessings by pushing into worldliness and following the lusts of the flesh and carnal lifestyle, have at it. You know what you're going to find out? You're going to end up with pain, sorrow, guilt. You're going to end up wearing down your self-esteem. You're going to end up with broken relationships. Your body is going to suffer. Now, if you want all that, feel free, have at it. Because at some point, you're going to get worn down and worn out, and your conscience is going to be burdened. And guess what? Maybe then you will listen to what Jesus is saying when he says, come to me, you are weary and burdened. Maybe you have a burden of guilt today. Someone who is listening to this probably has a burden of guilt from unrepented sin. Somebody may be experiencing the long-term consequences of sexual deviancy or of violence or of anger and hostility because of expressing worldliness instead of walking with Jesus. It's time to come to Christ and to let go of the earthly, worldly pattern of behavior and to become a new person in Jesus. He can grant you healing. That's not going to say the consequences of your past deeds just evaporate and disappear, but he can set you on a new course of rest and healing. This is what the invitation Jesus is calling us to. Notice he says, take my yoke upon you. He is asking you, like two oxen that are shouldering a burden, he is saying that he is willing to come and to be with you to help pull your loads, your burdens. He is helping you to shoulder this. There is a burden you cannot shoulder. You cannot handle death. Jesus is willing to shoulder the weight and the burden of death for you. That's part of this promise. And it's also part of the reason why Christians have peace, even in the face of death. Whereas death is a scary thing, an uncertain thing to so many people in the world, a reason to wail and lament because they think that's it, I'm done. The Christian is promised eternal life through faith in Jesus. Christ went to this cross in order to dominate and defeat death. That's what his resurrection from the dead is demonstrating. And then he invites us to follow as disciples, as students of his, as people that will model and emulate him. He is going to shoulder that burden of death. That's why, as a Christian, you should be okay with your own physical death. You should not shirk back from it. You should not fear it as though you're undone. There is no future for you. Christians are promised eternal life, joy in the presence of God the Father, a life free from sin, a life ongoing with happiness and fulfillment. This is what God desires for people. And you can have that assurance. That will definitely put your heart at ease, put it at rest. Jesus says his yoke is easy, his burden is light. That doesn't mean the world might give you a burden. Some people that are listening to the program are persecuted. We know that around the world, individuals are hated simply because they've come to Jesus, because they have faith in Jesus. The world is going to give us a lot of grief at times simply because we love the Lord Jesus. It will try to crush us. It will try to destroy us. You know what? That's okay. Christ is shouldering the burden with us. Jesus' burden is very light compared to the consequences. If you don't go and walk with Jesus and join with him, you face your guilt, your consequences of sin in your body and in your relationships, and you face a grave on your own. Have fun with that. Come to Jesus Christ. Forgiveness is available to you. Confess your sins, and you will find a Savior who is willing to lift you up and help carry you through the things that you cannot do on your own. This is an incredible invitation from Jesus, and I hope that you will take the yoke of discipleship in Christ and learn that his burden is easy and his load is light.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.